A good Sunday afternoon to you. I'm Corey Kessler at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Gaza is in the dark after its only electrical plant was shut down. The plant had been running low on fuel after Israel set up blockades that stopped fuel shipments. The plant provides the population with 30% of its power. Gaza residents have already started a candlelight protest. Meanwhile, in Jabalia in northern Gaza, Palestinian security sources say one militant was killed and four others were wounded in a rocket attack. A spokesman for the Israel Defense Force would only confirm that an attack had been carried out. Republican Senator John McCain has picked up some campaign momentum, winning the primary in South Carolina. He earned 33% of the vote yesterday, despite a strong showing by evangelical Christians. They gave Mike Huckabee second place with 30%. Fred Thompson came in third at 16% and Mitt Romney fourth with 15%. Exit polls show McCain did well among moderates and non-evangelicals. Democrats in South Carolina hold their primary next Saturday, January 26th. Democrat Hillary Clinton has Latinos and women to thank for her win in Nevada. She edged out key rival Barack Obama by a 51-45 margin, but because of the way delegates are allocated by county in Nevada, Obama will likely win 13 of the state's 25 delegates, and Clinton will win 12. This sketch of a man who may be linked to the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. The 3-year-old British girl vanished last May while on vacation in Portugal with her parents. The sketch, based on a witness account, was released by McCann's parents. Both parents remain suspects in her disappearance, but they deny the charge. Police in Indianapolis have arrested four men in connection with a deadly crime that shocked and outraged the city. Two women, a newborn, and a toddler were fatally shot in their home Monday. Police haven't confirmed a motive, but all the suspects face robbery charges, with two of them charged in the murders. And finally, fans are bracing for sub-zero temperatures in Wisconsin for the NFC Championship game later today. The Green Bay Packers and New York Giants have been practicing with frozen footballs, and fans are being warned to bundle up and drink warm, non-alcoholic beverages. Makes you chilly just thinking about it. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.